This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohumia, everyone.
Bohumia.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard One Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin, feller of fucker.
Fucker feller.
And Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold, the fifth. Make mine minds.
Okay.
Can I try that
I
again?
I guess that was a pun.
I didn't get it, but I support it.
Because we're in a mine.
Oh, make mine mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sure.
It's good.
Okay.
It's very
I'm
good.
D plus.
I support it.
Hard One gives you back your humor patch.
Cool, guys. Let's do a little recap. Last week, you guys continued your quest to burrow through the mountain to get into the Galadron Castle dungeon to rescue Bev's dad. First, you snuck into the cavern containing the Cragwater City ruins. You met a little crew of mushroom people who taught Moonshine how to communicate telepathically through spores. Then you entered the city ruins, which were overrun by dwargers, these tainted dwarves. You guys met up with some sneaky deep gnomes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Who shot at you with blow darts and made you very angry. Then you convinced them to help you pull a prank.
Or did we?
On the dwargers by stealing mining equipment from one of their warehouses. One deep gnome instantly betrayed you by blowing up a part of the warehouse and blaming
Fucker.
It on Hard One. Then the others stole Beverly's gold and ran away. You guys exacted brutal revenge on these gnomes and defeated them, as well as the warehouse full of dwargers in an insane combat scenario, which saw Hard One Tokyo drift a giant drill car and decapitate a dwarf with a sliding glass window. And that is where we are now. We are in this big dwarf warehouse in the half-ruined city. You are in this warehouse murder scene with a big old drill car, this metal mini tank with big treaded tires, and two drills poking out of the front. And you guys also tied some dead gnomes to it, I believe.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got them trailing the car like a just married cans. And also
just
one
murdered.
Fucker is mounted to the front.
Hood ornament.
Maybe
oh, yeah,
write
we've
just
also
murdered in blood.
Oh,
on the
just
back
murdered
of the glass.
Is. That's great. That's
hey,
really good.
That's also, old, wait, let old Cobb suggest that.
What if we put a just murdered on the back?
I clap oh. old Hob, a Cobb on the back. You crack me up, old man.
Give him the humor patch,
he
right?
Takes 37 minutes and does it.
Just gonna go right down that I took one gnome tooth and one dwarf tooth just
Ooh.
For posterity.
Great.
Murph,
great.
Hey. What color are the dwargen's teeth?
Oh yeah.
So yellow.
Oh nice.
From
yellow
coffee?
And brown.
Mm-hmm.
From coffee. From Dunkin' Donuts coffee, drinking it all the time.
Nice.
Oh, they do Dunkin'
better,
down
yeah.
here.
Better than those kobolds with the Timmy Who's. I mean, disgusting. So your dad's going to be executed soon?
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah, it's I should the, mention that. It is the morning of the execution party.
Execution
y'all.
Brunch.
Shit, yeah. They've got, they're doing Kirkland's signature up there. They cheaped out on the coffee, but the pastry spread is fantastic. If I can remember the last execution party, the pastry spread is fantastic. They're going to go fast. We got to hurry.
Great. Let's not give them anything to celebrate.
Yeah.
So you guys are in this big warehouse. The closest intact building is the castle. And that's where as you guys were sneaking around last time, you guys did hear activity there.
Okay.
I need to do some kind of perception check because I'm curious if I think that Hard One could lift this car.
The drill car?
The drill car.
He
like,
can.
Via rope.
Okay. It. I would say I described it as a little mini tank. So I'll say it's about 1,000 pounds.
And so what kind of a strength check
yeah.
would you need to do?
Keep in mind, there's a pulley system that I would be very familiar with.
What's
as
the DC?
You by your
mind,
you by yourself absolutely can't pull 100 or 1,000 pounds. But maybe all of you guys together could, and you'd need something stronger than a rope.
Can you cast spider climb on a car?
Can I?
Direct messenger?
I will allow these shenanigans.
Okay, so then That seems pretty good.
How are we going to get the car up on the wall is the question. Are we going to need to drive back over the bridge?
Yeah, I think we would have to, right?
Okay, unless we were able to somehow go through the castle on the inside and spiral around up into the top.
But even once we got to the top, there'd be 50 feet that we wouldn't be able to scale with
the car. Oh, very true.
Yeah, we got to just drive up the wall.
Unless we want some of that mithril, but I think we need to focus on Plan Alpha, which is Operation Daddy Rescue.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, young Bev, don't be seduced by the mithril away from saving
this
your
This is what
father.
Happened to the Dwargers, but
if they really got mithril, though, I mean, that's a lot of money for us, right?
That's true. Cobb.
Oh, God, that saying, ain't some kind of crick sentiment. Placing money that, above lives.
All I'm saying is my dad has 100% lost his job, so money is a concern, but we'll come back for the mithril. How's that sound?
I mean, I wouldn't mind getting armor going into this battle, but I just don't think there's time.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. We gotta book it.
Let's yeah, go. I'm just concerned. I just feel like we have so much ahead of us, even once we... Hypothetic, if this works.
Here's another idea.
When this works, Moonshine.
I've got another idea, but I'm going to hold it. It's my ace in my sleeve, and I'm folding up my sleeve and rolling up my sleeve to prepare for the plan, but the ace is still there. Let's get in this dang car and drive up a wall.
Okay. Vroom, vroom, baby.
Are we doing it then?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's all Tokyo right, drift time.
So I'm casting Spider Climb on this car.
Okay.
We're starting to drive up the wall. As soon as I'm within 120 feet of the stalactite, I'm casting Fog Cloud.
Okay, so you guys are going for this.
Yeah. It's Does happening. This car have a radio or no?
Yeah.
20, 24 hours ago, I want to be sedated.
You guys take off in the drill car, driving past these mad dwarves who are just walking around and hollering and shambling about.
Real quick, can we try to knock some of them out?
Jesus, yeah.
I'm saying like that might prevent them from shooting arrows at us later.
Sure, okay. One guy is walking Forward home thinking. With a rat for his family.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, leave him be.
I can't wait to get home.
Swerve out of the way. We're swerving out of the way.
Can't wait to feed rats to my kids.
Get me to the airport. Get me on the plane.
Just driving around, drifting around the dwarves that are crazy in a harmless way. You guys do see some more of these little gnomes.
Oh, I want to hit them.
Hit them, and hopefully they get added to our fucking grill.
You just splat right through them. You just drill right into them and keep going. You guys hightail it out of there. You guys hit the bridge. You're casting Spider Climb now?
Yeah.
Moonshine casts Spider Climb. You guys
I'm
ride
so
up the
nervous.
Wall like it's a fucking Hot Wheels. You guys
Lead
go
away.
Up this dome. You guys turn upside down. You start riding towards the center.
Seatbelts, everyone.
Buckle up. The ceiling's covered in blood.
You guys ride across the ceiling, burning rubber, and you reach this giant stalactite-shaped rock that hangs from the ceiling. Hardwon, you're driving this, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me an intelligence, or you know what? I'll say we can do dexterity, because
yeah.
you're...
Great. I'm good at this thing.
You're good at this thing.
20.
Oh!
20. Excellent. Yep.
So glad I was wrong.
Same.
Cool. Just
so glad I have bad eyesight and probably shouldn't drive with these contacts.
Just as you guys are about to hit the giant rock, Hardwon pulls the correct lever and the two drills go forward and start breaking up the rocks.
Okay, so I'm going to read. I'm looking out below. Does it look like anyone's trying to shoot arrows at us? The second I see anything, then I'm casting Daylight and Fog.
As you guys start like mining and using the drill and rocks start falling and everything down into the city.
Oh,
you...
Lord, we're going to kill some innocents.
As long as we save this dad.
It crushes the guy who was holding the rat for his family.
No, they'll never eat without me.
It was a bad life. It was a bad life.
Yeah, as you guys are digging into this, all these rocks and boulders are falling down, and you see about 8 of these Dwarger dudes run out of the keep, and they have this rusty armor on, and they say, "That's ours! You're trying to steal our mithril! They're trying to get to the mithril! They're trying to get to the top level of the castle!" And you guys can see into the top of the keep now, into the second floor, because the roof is gone there. You can see that there is a giant pile of mithril. It takes up most of the second floor.
Whoa. Bev, your eyes look like saucers.
What
right
could have
now.
Been?
Oh, boy.
While the thing is drilling, I want to attach myself to a rope. I want to do a little rock climbing.
As Bev is tying this rope, I'm going to say, Bev, tell me your plan before you open up the car. I'm in control. I am the only one that can open up this ceiling.
I just want to give us a safety line. I want to plant dynamite all throughout the top of the stalactite so that we can destroy the tower if we need to on our way out. It's a good plan!
You want to get out of the car to put dynamite in the stalactite?
I think there's going to be a lot of rocks going onto the tower. I think that tower's fucked.
Okay.
No matter what.
All right, that's better. I light some dynamite and toss it down.
Beverly.
All right.
Hardwine, are you cool to open up the bubble?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so cool. You open up the bubble first.
If Bev lit dynamite, then I guess I have to open up the bubble a little bit. I've got to crack the window.
Beverly lights dynamite before Hardwine opens the window. Hardwine quickly releases.
We all toss it back and forth like a hot potato. Bev, young Bev, what are you doing?
Oh, we play passing bombs at the creek all the time.
Is there a patch for this? Moonshine, remove it.
No, we are off book.
So Hardwine lets down the bubble. Beverly throws the dynamite down. It lands in the second floor of the keep and blows up. And you see the mithril does not scatter.
It stays there?
It suddenly moves.
Oh,
the entire...
There's a fucking dragon in there.
I'm trying to make a distraction.
He throws his dynamite down. It blows up. I will let you roll damage on the dragon. It blows
well,
up.
Well,
oh, no, we need
you
this
see
dynamite.
The dragon jerks. It moves. The entire... pile begins to move up and down, breathing. You see it pokes its head up. A pair of eyes open up, and you realize all in one moment, this isn't mithril ore. These are mithril scales, and this is a motherfucking mithril dragon!
Jesus Christ!
Well, kid, your dad's dead.
Oh, no. Oh,
so
Jesus
we.
Christ. Oh,
but to be fair to Beverly, there's no reason he would know that there's a rock dragon down there.
Yes, well,
there
but
also
it was
wasn't a reason to throw the dynamite.
There was also no reason to destroy it.
I would say this is more fuckery on my part than it is on Beverly's part.
No.
If you're gonna be mad at anybody, be mad at me.
I'm also mad at you.
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out
Lord.
To the Kobold Press Tome of Beasts that gave me some cool cave dragons.
Nice. Oh, very fun.
Give me that book. I'm gonna fucking put dynamite in between its leaves.
All right, so a stick of dynamite does 3d6 damage, and you can tie a bunch together to do more. But we'll say on this first one that you do 3d6 damage to this dragon. So go ahead and roll your damage in a surprise round, Beverly. I think everyone's surprised here.
Oh, yeah. No one more than me.
Malora,
this is not what I was planning.
Laura, why have you cursed me with this child?
It was not a good plan, but it was not this bad a plan.
I want to be sedated.
Yeah, the music's still blasting. Hardwine's like furiously trying to turn it off.
Okay, first roll is a 1.
Great.
Good start.
Then a 4.
Okay.
Better.
And then a 2. So that's going to be what, 7?
7.
Does that kill the dragon? Is it on death's door?
Yeah, he's actually almost dead. He begs for mercy.
Finish
and
him.
Finish him. Finish
awesome.
Him off.
All right, Beth. Go on.
Yeah, if you just want to throw like a pebble and take him down, he's fine. Cool. Everybody roll initiative.
Of course.
Yo,
naturally.
Wait,
you guys have explosives and stuff. This is kind of an interesting little encounter.
Yeah. Hardwine got a 9.
I got 12.
That's a 3.
So this dragon wakes up from the bomb.
Who dares attack the great king Ludwig Bronzebeard?
Oh my god, it talks.
That'd be Beverly Tolgold. I think that's who you want. I open up the... I'm just kidding.
He... flies out of the second floor, and as you guys are drilling into the stalactite, he sticks his head into the mouth of the tunnel that you guys are burrowing into, and he lets out a breath weapon of, like, metal spikes.
Ooh.
Huh.
I'm assuming that you put the bubble back up right away.
Yeah, put the bubble.
Okay, so this is just going to damage your vehicle.
Oh. Okay.
Shit, we need this thing to get through the mountain.
Oh,
God.
So I'm going to say, okay, Hardwine, I'm going to say with... disadvantage, give me a dexterity saving throw, and we'll see if you can mitigate some of the damage. Maybe like burrow to the left or to the right and kind of try to get out of the way.
Cool. First one was a 19.
Let's... okay, that's good. We're doing it with disadvantage.
Second one was a 19.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hardwine, you do a fine job, so you're only going to take half this damage as this dude sticks his face in and breathes metal spikes at you guys that all... start pinging on the glass and start cracking the glass. Hard One is able to aim the drills off to the left. You guys go slightly off course, and some of the metal misses you, and it will do... How much damage?
Nice driving, Hard One.
Yeah, Hard One.
Ooh, that's good that you guys...
Everybody.
It's actually really good that you guys are fighting him in the car, because his breath weapon makes you bleed, and that's... And it hurts you every single turn.
Good lord.
Okay, so 10.
Well, the distraction worked.
8.
We're distracted for sure.
Yeah, yep, yep.
This glass is mighty thick, but it is cracking a bit. He just did 17 damage to your vehicle.
Oh.
Okay.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Okay.
For you guys to drill, you are not really going to be able to outrun a dragon.
Yeah, right. I'm not an idiot.
I got one of those.
Now, having said that, I'm gonna try and ask if I can do something real dumb.
Okay.
I'm not an idiot. Can I hold dynamite with my chill touch hand?
I think you just gotta take your throw. You gotta do like a ranged attack.
Okay.
You can either just throw some dynamite at him, or you can take an action to wrap some dynamite and do more damage next turn.
I am going to wrap some dynamite to give to Bev.
Okay, cool.
So I'll use an action to wrap some dynamite, and then why not bonus action shillelagh?
Great. Yeah. Okay, so I'll say you're able to get like 3 sticks of dynamite together. So you'll be able to do 9d6 if you hit with your throw. So Hard One, it is your turn. I mean, it's up to you if you want to use the car or if you want to throw an axe or if you want
to. Oh, wait. Also, can I spores him real quick?
No way.
Okay.
Is he
you got to try.
Is he flying around or is he like kind of landed next to us to try and attack us?
You guys are like a little bit into the mountain and he is like a snake like following you in.
Mm. Got it. So can I just pop this bad boy in reverse real quick and see if I can stick him with one of the drills? Is there a drill behind the car too?
Go for it. Dope.
I like that.
Yep.
Okay, so Hard One kicks it in reverse and flies right at him.
That's a 19.
You're going to try to hit me head on.
I sure am.
I am the great king of the dwarves.
No, I'm the king of the dwarves, bitch. That was a 19. What do I do?
So you're not going to crit with this because
fine.
this is a vehicle. So you do 66 on each hit. 66. Jesus.
Yeah. I wish it was 66.
He will have he'll have resistance to this damage, so he'll take half of it.
Can I have some D6s?
Take, oh, yeah. Take and mine.
This is the band of boobs right here wiggling in my hand.
Ooh. Ooh. That one for me, of course.
I love it.
21.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so he takes half of that, so he takes 10.
Takes half of that, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's resistant.
Mm.
Then you can take a second attack. There's 2 drills.
Is he resistant to dynamite?
Yes.
Ah, oh, motherfucker.
I'm going to back up to him again.
Okay.
By the way, the song on the radio now is Don't Stop Believing.
a little bit on the nose. A little basic.
That's an 11, though. Does that hit?
That does not hit.
Of course not.
No.
You think you can mine better than me, boy? I'm the greatest dwarf that's ever lived. I'm the king under the mountain.
You're a dragon.
Oh, I used to be a dwarf, you fucker.
No, for real?
Yeah.
I would love to hear more about that.
Maybe when I'm chewing on you.
I don't know. I don't want you to talk with your mouth full.
You call this a mountain?
Are you insulting my mountain?
I come from Iron Deep. That's a mountain.
I've never heard of Iron Deep.
Yeah, well, I've never heard of Cragwater. Cragwater is not even, the word mountain isn't even in the title.
I've been asleep for a long time, so this is all news to me and it's bullshit.
So sorry.
This is fucking bullshit.
Okay, that is old Cobb.
Quick, if he wants to get his gun out.
You can just crack it for old Cobb, though.
You guys crack the bubble for old Cobb. Old Cobb's just going to try to shoot this dude in his face.
Old Cobb wants to smoke.
Ooh, I'm going to shoot a dragon in the face. This is new even for old Cobb.
Misses on the first hit. He just hits some rocks. And
how do you miss the dragon, Cobb?
Past his prime.
He's got scales.
It's
or
very
like
big.
What I wouldn't give to have seen.
All right, he hits on his second one.
There you go, Cobb. You still got it.
Everybody leave old Cobb alone. Okay, he does 10 damage, halved to 5.
Okay.
This dragon is still looking pretty dang healthy.
Pretty spry.
That is you, Beverly.
Okay. So this dragon understands language.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to, like, don't worry. I want to briefly, like, since he's just coming at us, to be like, who did this to you? You're in a cursed form. We can help you.
I got tricked by a damn genie. I said I wanted to be surrounded by mithril, and it's one of those tricky genies.
I come from a land of great healers. You can see by my armor I'm a green knight, and we know the earth, and we know how to heal and to remove the evil, wicked ways of it. If you work with us, I know healers in the town that can help you.
Give me all your stuff. If you guys give me your treasure, I'll let you live.
I look back real quick.
Do y'all not learn what the fuck happened with those gnomes? I don't trust anything in
these
mountains.
Fair enough. What I do is I hold up the handful of dynamite, and I hold up my amulet in the other hand, and I bring them together.
Okay.
And I make a prayer to Pelor to say, please, with this dynamite, smite with a holy radiance that which is evil and lays wicked in the fell earth. And then I chuck it in its mouth.
Sweet.
And while doing that, I do cast Divine Favor so that it is holy.
Is it Divine Favor a bonus action or is it an action?
It's a bonus action.
Great. Okay.
So it is this is holy dynamite now.
Great. Okay. So throw the dynamite. Make an attack like as if you're throwing with your javelin.
Okay. That's going to be 20 to hit.
20 to hit hits.
All right.
Yep. So yes, you throw it in his mouth.
All right,
so he goes, yes, I can't wait to eat this amazing amulet. What dynamite? This isn't...
Oh, yeah. I sleight of handed the amulet away at the last minute. That's 28 damage.
Sweet.
And then
okay,
I need
so
to roll my...
to 14. And then roll your radiant damage.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's 2 radiant damage. And that's my first attack. And then I chuck a javelin down its throat, too.
Okay. Yeah. Make an attack. When you threw the dynamite into his mouth, he reacted like Tom from Tom and Jerry when he like accidentally eats a bomb or something. smoke comes out of his ears.
Yeah,
and his nose.
All of his teeth fall out like piano keys.
I should have said it was like a big hot dog. Is that an 11? Is that going to hit?
No.
Okay.
So you just chuck the javelin.
The javelin.
It falls. It hits the Dorger who was carrying the rat home to his family.
No!
It hits his corpse. His wife and his child are mourning.
You have good days and you have bad days, I scream.
Is the rat fine?
The rat scrambles away. The rat was still alive.
Cool.
For some reason. So that is actually before the dragon's turn. He's going to take a lair action. So he starts wigging out in this tunnel that you guys are in, just like slamming his head up and down, causing a mini earthquake, and rocks begin to collapse, possibly crushing you guys. Hard one, do me a favor and roll me a dexterity save to see how quick you can kind of back up the car and get it out of the way.
Let's go, vroom, vroom, vroom. Ooh, that's only a 9.
Hard one. The car only takes 5 damage, but a giant rock lands on the back of it and it gets stuck. Like your drill car is restrained. It can't move right now.
Cool.
There's a giant rock on top of our car.
Okay.
Cool. So you guys are restrained there. This dude is going to roll to see if he gets his breath weapon back. He doesn't. And
nice.
He's going to bite at the glass bubble. And he is going to hit 7 damage on the first hit.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a hit with his claws. He starts, guys, this is terrifying. So a rock is down on top of your little tank. You guys are pinned there and this dragon is just wigging out, clawing at the bubble as you see it get more and more scratched up and fucked up. He hits with his claws.
Song on the radio now is I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I want to feel the heat.
Oh boy.
With somebody. Hard one, please quit changing the radio station.
I'm not doing anything, Bev.
He rolled so bad. He only did 5 damage on the second hit. Then he is going to take a third swing, and he is going to hit, actually. And he hits for 12 this time. You see the bubble is starting to look real fucked up.
Okay.
All right. All right. So that is Moonshine's turn.
Okay. Then I am going to transform into an ape.
Okay.
Yes. Does the ape still wear the cow vest?
Yes.
Okay, great.
You're still wearing all your clothes.
So I start sprouting all this hair. Like, in the places that you usually see mushrooms coming out of me, there's, like, just, like, hairy ape fur coming out.
I instantly press the sunroof on this car.
And then I
Papa
get...
Papa turns into a tiny little monkey.
Like, and he's, like, on my shoulder. Yeah. And then I get out there and I go, and I try to heave the stone from
Cool, give me
our...
give me a strength check.
Okay, I got 15.
15.
Oh, that pardon is me, 14.
14.
14. Ooh.
You do not move it. You start...
Would she have moved it with the 15?
Yes, she would.
Oh.
You gotta remember to lie.
That's not what we do here on Not Another D&D Podcast. Moonshine, the great ape, starts to lift...
Wearing a cow vest.
Starts to lift the rock. I'll say that, Hard One, on your turn, if you use it to use your movement, you can back up. Hard One, it is your turn.
So I can back up into the dragon?
Yeah, you know what? I'll allow that. I'll say that instead of completely like lifting it and being able to throw it at the dragon or something like that, she
like loosened it enough like, that the sheer force
she
of
frees
it.
You guys out so that you can drive forward.
All right, cool. 17.
17 hits.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Give me six. D6. 21.
So that is halved to 10. Mm-hmm. He's starting to look a little messed up, though. This is not affecting him. So
oh, no.
You take your second attack with the drill.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's 17 again.
17, that Woo! Hits.
21 again.
21. Okay, half to 10. He is not looking happy about this.
All right.
That is Old Cobb's turn. Old Cobb is just going to...
Hit him with the bus, Cobb.
Wait, Old Cobb.
Yeah.
Here, I toss Old... Oh, and I can't do that on my turn, can I?
No, you gotta...
Can I, like, hold up the dynamite to say that he should put it in his gun?
He loves putting silly shit in his gun.
Oh. Yes, we've already established that.
Okay, let me have Old Cobb do an intelligence check. He rolled a 2. Band of 2s.
I think that's a great idea, Beverly. I'll hold a reaction for your turn.
And he waits with the blunderbuss.
All right, cool.
And that is Bev's turn.
Okay, so I give Old Cobb the stick of dynamite.
Great. It is. So Old Cobb was preparing for you to do that.
Uh-huh.
Puts the dynamite in his gun, shoots it. It blows up in the car.
Oh, no. Oh, I knew it, because you said he rolled a 2.
He rolled a 2 on his intelligence check. So he thought it was a great idea.
Jesus.
This is a really funny idea, Beverly. I think it's a good idea to have a small explosion happen next to some dynamite.
I don't know how guns work.
Yeah.
And
to be fair,
Laura.
the
you guys
the very
see,
mention
you
of the idea was an intelligence too.
I gotta stop trusting adults.
Cool. That is going to do 16 damage to everyone in the car.
Jesus.
Not Moonshine though, because she's an ape.
Also,
you guys hear
oh,
an ape
shit.
Go.
Oh shit! This is Ooh, might Laura. Fuck up the controls.
Damn it!
Let me roll for
oh,
that.
God.
The
Just
glass
keep
is looking.
Dynamite away from Beverly. Yeah.
Bev is only allowed to use javelins the rest of this.
All right, fair enough.
Cool. The controls are fine. Whew. I rolled very
oh.
high on your just random luck mm-hmm. check.
It's a well. It's Thank dwarven God. Made.
It's dwarven made. It's a tough little car.
All right.
That
Quality.
Is
Integrity.
The rest of Bev's turn.
The
Bev,
rest so of Bev's
your,
cool turn.
Your dynamite.
I
Use
feel like
the rest
I don't want
your turn to apologize.
Yeah,
make an apology breakfast.
The apology breakfast has become an apology feast at this point. Apology buffet. We're going to the Golden Corral, y'all.
I feel like I'm partially responsible for that. I am the adult in the situation.
You are the oldest
yeah.
one here.
If Moonshine was in there, she would
All right.
be given.
Murph, I want
to
ask you if I can try something.
Okay.
With a javelin, could I use ensnaring strike with a javelin?
Yep.
All right, I want to try and, I guess this will depend on my role. So let me just say it, and then if you'll let me describe what happens afterwards.
Okay, go for it.
It's a 15?
Yeah. That does not hit.
Okay, cool. Another wasted javelin.
You're paying off his scales.
Cool.
He eats the javelin, but he seems to enjoy it.
I love javelins. I sound like Old Cobra.
Every gruff guy sounds the same. You know, I have 3 voices, and that's one of them. Bev, you have a second attack?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you used it too. Oh, no, you didn't.
That was a reaction.
That was just a bonus to blow up the car.
That was just, I let him do it because I thought it was funny.
You know, Murph's got to have fun every once in a while, too.
Yeah. I got to blow you guys up a little bit.
Can I just try another ensnaring strike, then?
Just throw the javelin, see if you hit.
Yeah.
I believe that's the language of ensnaring strike. Right. So just try to hit him.
That's going to be a 16.
16 does hit.
Woo! All right.
Yes.
That's a lot of ones today.
Does that one get halved?
1-1-1 and the sun. That's going to be an 8 damage for the javelin, and then my radiant damage is...
the holy stick.
Another one.
Cool.
But he takes the whole one.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's just radiant one damage. Okay, so now you're going to do ensnaring strike because you hit. Yeah. A large or larger creature has advantage on the saving throw. So he is going to have advantage on a strength saving throw.
Okay.
And he passes. Right, he bursts through the vines.
Fair enough.
Yes, hit him. It makes sense that vines couldn't contain a fucking mithril dragon.
Well, I want to try.
But, you know, bad roll.
I wanted to contain his wings.
Okay, that is a lair action. I need just Moonshine to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, 19.
Nice. Oh, you pass. So you only take half of this.
Thank God.
Suddenly, the dragon's eyes go white, and he starts to breathe heavily and speak in tongues, and you see all of these little bugs and spiders come out of the tunnel and attack Moonshine the Great Ape.
Shit.
Okay, so 20 damage halved.
20 damage. So okay, this ape's still standing, bitch.
10 damage.
I got 9 hit points.
Damn.
Then the...
I flex. I make my pecs dance.
Oh, hell yeah. It's Cricky Kong.
Don't get too excited because you are outside the cart and he just got his breath weapon back. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. And I need you also in the car to make a dexterity saving throw to move the cart, hard one.
13.
15.
Oh, dang. You guys both pass.
Yes.
So you guys only take half damage.
Oh,
and I think that means you're not going to be bleeding, Moonshine.
Oh, Melora is good. Melora shines on her children.
Okay,
even
great.
The monkey ones.
Even the monkey ones.
Yes, you take another 10 damage.
As I am hurt as a monkey, I'm still making my peg stance, and then the monkey dies. And then Moonshine comes back to life.
Making her peck
significantly
stance.
Weaker, yeah, but still making her peck stance, not knowing what's going on.
That is Moonshine.
Hey, at least we're not fighting more Dorgers, okay. Right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Hated those guys.
So I have a third level erupting earth.
So what are you doing?
I'm trying to create a cave-in.
Dope.
Okay. Do it. All right, so I'll let you do a spell attack. DC 20.
19.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he still takes fucking damage unless he's fucking dexterity.
Okay.
Are you sorry?
A dexterity saving throw. And he got a 19. So he takes, what, half of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll your damage and he'll take half.
Saw that.
Ooh. Woo-hoo! Hell yeah.
Okay, 23. 31.
Jesus.
I got an 11 and a 12 and a 5. Is that 31?
31.
Nummies.
Oh, 11, a 12, and a 5.
Wait, is that not? No, that's not 31.
28?
Wait. What do you 11 add plus 12 is 23. Okay, 28. I got 28.
28 damage. Still. Okay, so he takes half. So he takes 14. He's looking he's looking pretty dang. He's looking pretty dang effed up, y'all.
Woo, nope. Make my pecs dance.
We dinged him good. Is it just, wouldn't it just be breasts at this point?
Nope, they're pecs. When they're dancing, they're pecs.
That's a good point. Good
that
point.
Is you, hard one.
I'm going to ram him with the car again.
Go for it.
Oops. Can't believe so close to causing a cave-in.
Hits, of course.
Down in the mountain.
23
damage. Jeez. Okay, so he takes half of that. Damn, he's still... Oh, man, he's super, super hurt.
Well, ooh. I'm about to back him up. I'm about to hit him with a drill again, hopefully. Nope, I'm not. It's 12.
That does not hit.
Ah.
That is Ol'
Cobb. Oh, God.
Ol' Cobb, do whatever God. Moonshine says.
Stick to bullets.
Stick to bullets, all right.
Let's keep it classic in the creek today.
Actually, I'll probably just, you know what, I'm going to say at the very least I need to use an action to fix my gun.
So Ol' Cobb uses an action to try to,
Elmer
Fudd's gun when Bugs puts his finger in it.
Right. Yeah,
I cannot express how much he's past his prime.
He is going to fix his gun that blew up with dynamite.
Honestly, he probably should have retired.
Yeah.
Bev, that is your turn.
Okay. I think I want to get out of the car and divine smite this dragon.
Okay, dope.
I'm gonna try and make up for my wrongdoings here. Let's do it.
Great. Which one?
One at a time. I have a checklist.
Honestly, Moonshine is looking forward to that apology breakfast. She wants "I'm sorry" spelled out in bacon, and then she also wants you to show her how to do it.
Oh yeah,
she doesn't know how to spell. Mm-hmm.
Sticky buns. Oh, there's gonna be "I'm so sorry" spelled out in like one long crepe. It's going to be fantastic. Cool.
So Beverly gets out of the bubble. The bubble boy gets out of the bubble and scampers over to the dragon.
That's a 22 to hit.
That hits.
All right. 11.
Okay, so 11, so he'll take half of that. So then you're going to do Divine Smite. Roll your radiant damage.
Come on, Bev.
That's 12.
Beverly, finish him.
Okay.
Oh! You started him. You may finish him now.
You attacked me in my home.
We kind of did.
With dynamite.
We kind of did.
Yeah, I run up. Yeah. All right. I run over to him. I jump on top of his head. I say, "What do you guys think about a new hood ornament?" And I slice his head off.
Sweet. Dope. With a burst of radiant energy, Beverly cuts this guy's head off like a knife through cheese. That's what I like to say.
Yeah.
Soft ass.
Soft cheese.
Surprisingly okay. soft.
So you see, so the dragon turns into dust.
What?
It almost looks like silver blue glitter. And then it all forms back together to make a suit of mithril plate armor.
Ooh, very nice.
Yo, I think that's Hardwon size. Wait, but
what size is it?
Well, it's
I could squeeze into something.
It's Pawpaw size.
So Hardwon, Hardwon, when you look at it, it looks you sized. Beverly, when you look at it, it looks you sized. Moonshine, when you look at it,
it looks Pawpaw sized.
It looks Pawpaw sized.
What about the tooth I'd grabbed before it disappeared?
The tooth is gone. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay, right now Moonshine isn't even thinking of armor. She just feels like the thing he said about like you came into my home and attacked me. She really feels like it's true. So
yeah.
I don't care about the armor. Y'all can bicker over that. I'm gonna try and create a little spore garden in his honor and memory. So that's what I'm doing.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Streaming services, lapsed free trials, charges lurking in the dregs of your bank account, taking your money without you realizing it. I personally play World of Warcraft around the holidays, and I always forget to cancel, and they end up squeezing a couple extra months out of me. Well, that's where Rocket Money comes in. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's rocketmoney.com/PAWPAW. Goodbye, sweeties. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Bombas. How's your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for a spring cleaning and a refresh. Well, Bombas just dropped a bunch of absurdly soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help get that drawer into a better place while doing a little good. Once you try Bombas, you will never look at socks the same way again. They've been obsessed with details like foot-hugging honeycomb arch support and cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows for your feet. Bombas also has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They've got stripes, florals, they've even got a pointelle sock with a frilly cuff for those frill seekers out there. I love a little personality in a sock. I always have animals on my socks when we do live shows, so get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/pawpaw and use code PAWPAW for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/PAWPAW and use code PAWPAW at checkout. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hardwon.
Me and Pawpaw are tilling the soil.
That's real nice, Moonshine. I do think he was a piece of shit, though.
I think... I don't know if I deserve this. If it were up to me, I'd throw it back down to the dwarves so they could at least have something. But Hardwon, if you want it, it's yours.
Then I'll wear it, yeah.
Okay.
So, Hardwon, are you going to put it on?
I
like a staring contest with Murph.
What if when you put this on, you turn into the dragon? What if that's how someone turned into the dragon to begin
with? That'd be tight as hell, unfortunately. Okay. But I don't know if that's really what we need right now. But, okay. Yeah, what do you want me to do a roll as well, or...
No, I'll say that with your divine sense, you can tell that this is indeed like cursed armor.
I kick it out.
No. I think let's grab it. We might be able to uncurse it somehow. That's what happened with the Bullywog sword.
Yeah, we can probably find a less evil Duddle somewhere.
Let's hang on to it. Nobody put it on. Cobb, I know it looks like it's your
it
size.
It looks like it. This it looks like it's my size.
It looks like everybody's size. We're not going
to
put it on.
I think after this mission, it's time for you to set up with a stump next to the crick for a while.
Yeah, we got you an assisted living stump.
Yeah.
I
think so.
You know what? Maybe I'll just stop drinking so much because I've been sneaking swigs while we were walking around this cavern.
That is
they haven't been that sneaky, Cobb. Yeah. I can smell it on your breath. I still think you're the man.
You are still a cut up, but right now you're a cut up. I'm concerned.
All right, let's get this bad boy in gear. We gotta burst through.
Yeah, I wrap it up and like try and like keep it from getting touched.
Yep, great. Let's burst through. Break on through to the other side. So, that's what's playing now.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Break on through to the other side.
And that is the song you're on right now.
So the drill tears through the rock as you guys burrow upward into the mountain. Giant bits of stone are crashing down as the machine shakes with effort. You make your way through the mountain until finally you find the opening as you burst through the floor of the castle dungeon. So you guys burst through the floor of the dungeon. You hear yelling from several prisoners, like concerned that shit is going on. And you also hear the sound of guards, like their metal plates clanging as they run around the corner.
Beverly Togold the Fourth, are you here? Daddy!
You don't hear a response. So you guys are in the bottom level of the dungeon, which is, Beverly, you would know that it's for the worst offenders and likely where Bev's dad would be. You're in a wide stone hallway with torches lighting the way. There are thick wooden doors that presumably lead to cells. There is no light in here other than the hallway torches. You don't see light under any of the doors either, except one at the very end of the hall. And near that door, you see three of these chosen paladins rounding the corner and hollering.
Get out of the car! Get out of the car!
They were expecting us.
I don't think we should get out of the car.
I think we just gotta fight.
Get out of the dang car!
Buckle up. The engine.
Yeah.
Get out of the dang car!
Yeah,
hey, don't wreck the engine!
Drill him!
Punch it.
This isn't a drill. Everybody roll initiative.
Y'all, I did not stock heat metal.
That's okay.
Which was my plan originally for getting your dad out.
Well, we got this drill car now. I rolled a 13.
We do have a drill car.
It's 9.
Surprise, we have a drill. Ho, 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 I have a drill car now. I got a 19 as well.
Bev, you go first.
I pop the hatch, and I want to try and ensnaring javelin the guards at the end of the hallway.
Cool, see if you hit.
Sweet pea, please. It's going to be a 20.
Cool, so roll your damage, and then if you want to do ensnaring, I'll have him roll a strength check. He fails.
All right, that's going to be 11 damage.
Yeah, you strike this dude in the thigh. You get under his armor, and he screams out, and vines come out from the javelin and ensnare him.
Have you seen my dad?
No.
Don't lie to me.
Shut up.
Are they the chosen, or are they just like the king's guard?
They're the chosen, which is a little strange, right?
Yeah.
So that is old Cobb.
Time for me to redeem myself in the eyes of my peers.
Yeah.
Who think I'm useless.
No one's better than you, old Cobb.
He rolled
you
a
still
two.
Got it.
Shout out to the two crew.
That is a yes, he hits finally. He hits. He shoots.
Oh, wait, I only took one attack.
What?
I only took one attack.
Okay, we'll let you do a second attack after this. Okay. Oh, shit. Yeah, he does 12 damage to this guy with his gun.
Ooh.
He shoots the guy who is restrained.
Olcab had a bazooka the entire time. He just wasn't using it.
Yeah. All I need is for my targets to be held in place by Vons.
You got it, bud.
Cool. Bev, go ahead and take your second attack.
I guess I'll just do another javelin throw since I'm out of range, right?
Sure.
Go.
I'm also going to say we were pretty liberal with like the use of dynamite and stuff, so I'm going to say you guys are out of explosives.
That's fair.
Totally fair. We still have the car.
Yeah, you guys do still have a fucking runaway minecart.
17 plus 8, I imagine that hits.
Yes, that hits.
Cool. All right, that's a 1. But plus 7, so 8.
8 damage.
Yeah.
Cool. The restrained guy, right?
Different guy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You hit him with your javelin, and he looks upset and scared. That is Hard One, your turn.
Sweet. I'm going to go with at the and... upset and scared guy.
Great.
I'm going to aim the drill at that guy. 22.
22 hits.
Cool. And I'm going to hit him with the drill now.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, wow. 3 ones in there.
Mm.
19.
Jesus.
I'm going to keep the drill.
Yeah, you drill into this guy.
I'm going to take this back to my workshop.
I mean, if we could find like an auto body shop or like a chop shop, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Really fit.
Put it
this
on
thing
a motorcycle.
To highway.
I'm going to back up and ram him again.
Go for another attack.
That's 17.
17 does not hit.
No!
He moves out of the way. So Moonshine would be next, but Moonshine, right before your turn, as you guys are driving into these knights to drill them, you see on both sides of you, the cells open, the doors open, and the crag and another barbarian guy swing axes down onto the dome. Fuck!
This is a fucking ambush. They probably knew
they're waiting
coming.
For us. They knew waiting. This was going to happen. Damn it. That's why they yelled they're here.
Well... ambush or not, a bird in the hand is worth two in the ambush. Let's fuck this up.
There you go.
Yeah.
So the crag swings down, and he is going to hit your bubble for 12 damage.
Youch.
And he's going to take a second attack, and he's going to hit your bubble for 12 damage, and the dome shatters. And you guys don't have a glass bubble anymore. This second guy is just going to swing down on you guys.
I'm moon roof now.
With his axe recklessly. This guy's going to swing recklessly. And he is going to... he's going to go after Hard One because Hard One's driving. And he's going to get a 17 to hit.
That hits.
That does hit. That is 11 damage.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's it. He only gets one swing. He's not as good as the
you just made our car into a convertible. It's cooler now, you idiot.
Permanent convertible.
Shit. Well, we're not supposed to do that, boss.
Was the crag swinging recklessly?
No. So that is Moonshine's turn.
I'm going to Melf's acid arrow. The guy who swung recklessly.
Great,
Melf,
yeah.
Melf, 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 Melf,
Melf.
Two.
Gonna reroll though.
You do it with advantage.
Too,
there you go.
Ooh, that's gonna be 26.
Hell
that's
yeah. Super hits.
Okay. So that's actually because I'm using it as a third level spell. That's gonna be 5d4 now, and then at the end of his next turn, he'll take another 3d4 damage.
Shit.
Acid damage. So he's not taking any half damage or anything. 17.
That was some
17
good rolls.
Acid damage.
Oh,
and then
shit.
Let me know at the end of this motherfucker's next turn because he's going to take some more.
Okay. He doesn't like that one bit.
And then I'm going to also spores him.
Okay.
Three.
Yeah. Just regular three damage.
Yeah.
Cool. You spit some spores at him and he takes it.
Yeah.
He's very upset. So these knights
and then
now.
I want you all to know that I decided that Melf is a guy from the crypt. and he's just like a guy who like hangs out with a bunch of rattlers like snakes.
Yeah.
That's why he's like kind of like accustomed to arrow, and he's always giving me these acid arrows.
He's the real cut up.
Yeah.
No one's smarter than you.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Melf gives me a run for my money.
So these knights are going to swing down on you. I'm going to say, since you guys are in this little cart, that they're going to get advantage on you. It's like swinging at fish in a barrel. 18 to hit Hard One.
That hits Hard One.
Cool. That is 8 damage. And he takes his second swing. And that's a 19 to hit Hard One. 10 damage. Second guy goes down after Hard One. And he misses. He gets
Thank
a 14.
God.
And the other guy is restrained. He's just going to try to get out. And he rolls a 1. He stays restrained.
He does. Is that
Ooh,
the guy that's ensnared?
Take that
yes.
One, bitch.
He takes damage.
Okay, cool. That is back up to you, Beverly.
I'm going to attack the barbarian.
Great. Go for it.
19.
That hits.
Great.
All right. So as you guys are driving this cart, there's just people hanging on the sides of it, like banging on you guys.
That's going to be 9 damage for my first attack.
9 damage.
That's going to be 20. Not natural.
Great, that hits.
Ooh.
Nice. Plus 15. 15 damage.
15 damage.
Yeah.
Dope. That makes him very hurt, but still alive.
Is he still clinging on?
He's going to get
he's still
hurt
clinging
next
on.
Turn, right. though. Whenever it's his turn.
That is Old Cobb's turn. Old Cobb.
Shoot
he's
him
going
in the face,
to
Cobb.
Shoot that dude. With advantage. And he hits.
There you go.
Cobb hits for 9. This dude is very hurt now.
Filling his rifle with bubblegum, Old Cobb prepares to go.
I just need advantage on my attacks and I can hit. It's weird.
And he hits. This guy is pretty easy to hit. And he hits for 6. This dude is like on death's doorway. Hard one, that is you.
Don't even go for that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna,
though.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna get hit again by Melf, although he is gonna get another turn to attack. But
I guess I'm gonna aim this at the chosen guys who are swinging at us.
Okay, cool.
I'm just really bad at math, but that's a 22.
That hits.
Yes.
Oh, look at all those sixes. Fucking Yahtzee over there.
17.
17 damage? Jesus. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you kill one of the knights.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is hard because you're definitely like killing people I've been to church cookouts with.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bev, we're saving your dad.
There's one restrained knight,
one full health knight, the crag, and one more barbarian
Let's
guy.
Let's hit that full health guy with the drill car.
Go for
Hopefully.
It.
Damn, I don't think that's going to work, though. 17.
17 is not going to hit.
Hmm.
That is the crag. The crag is going to swing down at your tires. Hits the tire for 15 damage. It's a thick fucking tire, and you hear air starting to come out, but it is still like functional.
Luckily, we've got like 6 of them because it's a tank, right?
Hardwell, maybe we'll find you a different car after this.
No, this one can take it.
That is the other guy's turn. Mm-hmm. He is going to swing down on a tire recklessly, and he crits.
Good for him.
I love this car, you son of a bitch.
And he does.
At this point, at least you could maybe try and take the engine out and bring it. Just bring the engine.
I'm gonna rip the drill off.
That is 24 damage. He hits this tire, and the tire explodes out. And you feel you guys start to tilt.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But at the end of his turn, he takes more damage from Melf's acid arrow.
Oh shit! He might die.
Oh, Melf, you trickster.
He takes 6 more damage.
He's dead.
Yes!
He just dies in the tire explosion. Tires are dangerous, y'all.
No,
don't
he dies from the acid arrow.
Okay.
The spirit of Melf and all his, surrounded by all his rattlers.
That funny ass dude.
Gone forever. Moonshine, that's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cure wounds our friend Hardwon.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Just thinking, looking at that mithril thing. Very much my size.
17.
Nice, thank you.
And I'm gonna look at the crag and blow him a
spore kiss.
Real poisonous kiss.
Oh boy.
Moonshine, no, he's mine.
I know, I'm loosening him up for you.
Thanks.
When have I not given you the assist?
Those are the knights who swing down on the tire that is already a little bit popped for 12 damage. That tire explodes and the front of the cart is now down
Shit.
On the ground.
Uh-oh.
And
we have a tire pump.
It is really slow now.
I summon Pep Boys.
I send Pawpaw to start blowing into the tires.
Pawpaw, here's the jack.
Pawpaw's like so good. He puts on like a little
pit crew outfit.
A little mechanics outfit.
So that is the restrained knight who's going to try to get out again. And he fucking fails again.
Woo, woo, woo.
Good. I want to question this guy.
My vines are pure.
Oh, you got second wind, too.
Oh, shit. That's right. I've been saving it for
Oh, shit, that thing you knew about.
Cool. That is Beverly's turn.
I turn my gaze towards the crag.
Mm-hmm.
I say, we have unfinished business, sir.
I already kicked your ass, you little dumb kid.
Oh, good one,
crag. Business is finished
Just
as far
kidding.
As I'm concerned.
Business is never done. Transactions must continue.
He knows a lot about business.
The wheel turns, sir. The wheel turns.
He's
not our front wheels.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I cast Compelled Duel.
Great.
You attempt to compel a creature into a duel. One creature that you can see within range must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is drawn to you.
So this spell basically makes him think you're really hot for him. For the fight, right?
Yeah.
He's super attractive.
I grow like 4 feet.
He has like an obvious chub.
I'm eerily drawn to you.
He is not wise. He fails his throw, and he looks at you and goes,
I am oddly compelled to duel you.
You want this?
I think you're my rival for some reason. Bring it on.
This is the destined fight.
Let me double check. Was that a... that's a bonus action.
Great. So you can still attack.
All right. I want to do... Yeah, I'm going to use Nature's Wrath.
Okay.
To bind him. He has to roll strength or dex.
He's going to roll strength. And he got a 18. He bursts from the vines.
Nice.
The duel is on.
Bring it, big boy.
All right. You're my rival, I guess.
I'm your rival.
You're my absolute rival.
Looks like history a fair fight to me.
Yeah. Destiny has led to this moment.
History will sing of us entwined in combat.
And maybe a little more. Who knows?
Yes, a dance of swords and axes and a feast of blood and flesh.
You've gotten more verbose.
Hey, yeah.
Why am I talking like Old Cobb? Everybody turns into Old Cobb eventually. Old Cobb says, ain't that right?
He's divinely inspired to talk like me now.
That is Old Cobb, who I guess will shoot at the restrained knight. And he'll miss. He still it's misses, even though the guy's restrained.
Old Cobb just like right next to this guy,
yeah,
blasting
just, like,
him.
Shooting at him. Okay. He hits on his second attack against the guy, and he hits him for 11. So this restrained guy is hurt and restrained.
Good.
That is Hardwon's turn.
Can I still drive this drill car at all?
You can't drive it, but you can still use the drills on the guys around it until they, like, move
hell
away.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So I'm going to use my
they're
drill.
They're, like, extendable arm kind of things.
I'm going to use my drill on the Chosen, then.
Okay, go for it. The full health guy or the hurt guy?
Oh, yeah, the full health guy, not the,
great,
not
go
the
for
restrained
it. Pierce
guy.
The heavens, Hardwon.
That's a 19. Does that mean I crit? It does. Oh, wait, no, I can't crit in the cart.
Right.
You can't crit in the car.
Can't crit in the car, man.
One thing we always say, you can't crit in the car.
I always say at the crit, can't crit in the car. Look at all them cubes. Ooh. Oh, man. Someone's making a stiff drink with all those cubes.
27 ooh. Damage. Ooh. Jeez, he's hurt.
Well, he's about to be more hurt. This motherfucker, I think, could have killed my dad. 21.
21
ooh.
Hits.
Ooh. Chosen are a scourge of Galadron.
20.
Jeez, he is on death's door. That is the Crag's turn. He's going to recklessly swing down on Bev.
Have fun.
He misses. He rolls 2 threes. That's awful. He swings and he dinks hard.
Ah, a parry. A nice move, my rival.
It didn't look like he even tried that hard.
Well, you know, I respect him so much now. I respect this little boy. And
the
I
bards
wanna...
will sing of your dink.
Moonshine, that's you.
Okay. Really wish I had a wild shape left, but I don't. So I'm going to blow a nice poisonous kiss towards the guy who looks like he's on death's door. 3
damage. He's even closer to death's door. Like,
damn.
He's right up next
like
to the door now.
He's ringing the doorbell now.
He's ringing the doorbell.
He's got the door knocker and the doorbell going.
He's peeking into the window. Like, Death, are you really not home?
Death's in the shower.
You can't avoid me forever.
Seriously? I've got a delivery for Death? While all this is going on, is it feasible for me to go lightly investigate that door that we see a light under? I'd like to heal myself and then use my action to scope out that door.
Okay, I will allow you to do it. It's about 30 feet away, but that's your speed, right? You're pretty fast?
35, bitch.
Okay.
I live in the woods. I'm fast. That's some wood elf shit.
Fleet of foot.
Great.
Legs of leaves.
Okay, so I'm going to heal myself real quick.
Okay.
Ugh, sad. For 8. And then I'm going to check out the door. Is there a crack underneath the door?
There is a crack, a tiny little crack underneath the door, and there is like a light on in there. You see a little bit of orange light.
Get on the ground and see and just be like, psst, Bev's dad. I never learned your first name.
Go ahead and give me go ahead and give me an investigation
Mr.
check as you look under the crack. It's a teeny, 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 teeny crack.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's going to be good. 17.
You see what looks like maybe a little halfling foot on the ground, like dirty and
tiny little foot.
Helpful.
Laying on the ground.
Cool. Okay.
That is the knights who are having a bad old time. These guys, okay, this guy is I guess he'll get an opportunity attack if he runs away, so he's just gonna swing with his last breath. I will join the light, my cause is righteous! and he swings
down
on Hard One. and he's definitely going to hit Hard One for 10 damage. He takes a second swing at Hard One, and he's definitely going to hit again.
Damn.
14 damage.
Wow.
You're okay, though. You're...
Yeah, I'm still up, but barely.
This other guy is going to try to get out from being restrained. And he does this time. He finally bursts from the fucking vines that he got vined with in the first round. And he still can't do anything because he had to do it at the end of his turn. That is you, Bev.
I'm just going to do a vanilla slice. Slice, slice, baby.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
That's playing on the radio.
That's a 20. Nice.
Woo! Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Band of two zeros.
Well struck.
Ooh, yeah, band of two.
Beverly.
Shout out to the band of twos.
Don't patronize me.
I can't help but respect this, the expertise in this strike.
That's a 12 damage on the first strike.
But don't you get an extra? Don't you, crit? Don't you add a die?
Yes, you add another dice.
Okay, cool.
It's been so long since Beverly's crit.
Well, it's a one.
I had a crit.
It's a one.
That's okay. It's going to be a one. Cool. Do I still add my damage?
Just the extra dice.
Oh, cool. So just one more damage.
Great. Big crit.
All right, and now
he's still
attack again.
Looking pretty good. Go for it.
After a strike so true, to make another swing almost dirties the duel.
shut up. Do I get to roll advantage on each attack?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I have made my swing recklessly as I have recklessly thrown myself into this.
Okay, it was cute at first, but it's just like
you and I
dragging
in a dance of death.
Things out a little bit now.
This is actually
Alas.
Really great fodder for a song. And we are a band.
That's a
Hard One puts down his axe and takes out his woodblock.
Not yet. 15 plus 8 was at 23, so yes. All right, cool.
That hits. Craig is actually wearing super tribonic armor. It covers his entire face, and he cannot be hit by anything.
Super Ooh. Tribonic armor.
Yes, I believe that's from some PlayStation game. Some fighting game. Some monster had it.
I believe it. That's 15 damage.
15 damage.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's 7 damage.
Great.
Though I am tough, my heart does bleed that this must end at some point. Because to be in this dance with you, Beverly.
I too feel that way. There's nothing more noble or great than a good fight with a good friend.
Old cop tries to shoot him in the head.
I think I'd like to get involved in this camaraderie, but I missed.
Just stay out of this, old cop!
Okay, I'll take my second attack against the other guy. You guys seem to have a thing going on.
I'm having a cool anime fight, shut up!
I apologize for getting involved.
Take a shot at the knight, and he hits. The super hurt one, I guess. Okay, so he finishes him. He blows a knight's head off.
Oh, hell yeah. Way to go,
Gone.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. I finally killed somebody.
One knight, very restrained, and the crag.
Sweet. I think I might hop out of the car and go try to question the restrained knight.
So you're grappling with this dude. You're holding him down while these guys are doing
this fight. Figure four leg lock?
Yeah, you can figure four leg lock him so you can still get a good view of the fight.
Are you just making him watch the fight?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just circle up. Well, let's make a circle around Bev and the crag.
Ooh, I don't mind this. I've been carrying some popcorn in my khaki pants, if anybody would like any.
Can I use my chill touch to create a necrotic hand, but it looks like one of those foam finger hands at
yeah,
a sports game?
Absolutely. Okay, so...
I'm sharing popcorn with old Cobb. I also take out my wood block and start playing.
You guys circle up around Beverly and the crag in this epic duel.
People will sing of this battle, Beverly, fucking now.
Indeed, they will.
We'll sing about it when we write a super dang cool song about it.
He's going to recklessly swing down on you.
How can I not leave it all on the table with such a great audience? I'm so happy to have you all here.
He waves out at everyone.
I bob my little necrotic hand, foam finger.
He misses. He swings down. He misses on his first attack. And he hits on his second attack. 4.
How many damies he's going to do?
Oh, 6 damies.
6 damies? 6 whammies? All right.
That's good. 6 damies for you.
That's nothing.
You'll need to do more damies than that to me.
Do not do my voice.
That is. Bev, that's your turn.
All right. I've got one slot I have to save.
Okay.
So I can't do anything other than just keep wailing on him.
Great.
All right, here we go.
You get advantage on the attacks.
Great. 13. It's going to be 21?
Yes, that hits.
Okay. That's going to be 14.
Oh, damn.
Okay, on the first so hit. Seven. Does 20, yeah, 20 hits?
20 hits,
okay,
yep.
That's not natural, but yeah.
Okay.
And then that's 12.
12 yeah. Dammies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
12 ding ding dammies.
So that's half. Dang. He's starting to look pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Were you practicing your form when you before you came back to fight? Because you're a different man this time.
We fought a dragon.
Oh boy, that's so exciting. I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Are we friends now?
We're rivals. We're like, I'm like Gary in Pokemon, but big.
Oh, cool.
That is his turn off.
Through battle, I have come to know you better.
Yes, I respect you, and yet I want to chop your head off.
It's like a presidential debate, except you kill the loser.
I somehow missed with advantage. This is not going my way. Not like the first fight. That was awesome.
He hits on his second attack for 16 damage.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget, I'm still strong.
I would never forget that. I respect you too much.
The only thing stronger than my biceps is our sense of respect for each other, young Beverly.
Everyone's just looking at Moonshine being like, this is a little much, right?
This is a lot.
So this is a rematch? I wasn't there for the first one.
Yeah, it is a rematch. Bev lost, okay. But now he's doing pretty well, so. Mm-hmm. Woo-woo!
Bev, that's go your Bev.
Hard one! Put on my favorite jock jam!
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
I want a Tootsie Roll, but that's good too.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Is 18 going to hit?
That does hit.
All right, cool. 8 damage.
Okay, so that's lower to 4.
Okay.
Okay.
That's going to be, 14 plus 8, that's going to hit.
Yep.
Let's go, kid.
Let's roll. Thank you for indulging me in this, by the
cranking
way.
Cranking the volume, cranking the volume.
Ooh, that's 8 plus 7, 15.
So 7 damage.
Uh-huh.
Beverly, finish him.
I don't.
Tell me what you do.
I knock him to the ground. I point my sword at his throat. And I say, you're too beautiful a sparring partner to defeat. But we need information. What's going on at the keep? Take your time.
Boy. I have been dishonored both in losing this duel to a small boy and by betraying the king. I have plotted against the royal family. I ask that you please chop my head off now.
I will do it, but I'll do it in the way that Pelor prescribes. And I do the I do the beheading dance.
Of course, the beheading dance.
I crank a new jock jam.
Yeah.
And you, Ned Stark style, honorably kill this man.
Yeah. Well, it takes like 5 minutes.
Okay. He waits. You see him trembling a bit, getting scared about getting his head chopped off. He keeps kind of wincing and
sort
moving
of
back.
Wears off.
His rage wears off as Beverly continues to dance, and he just keeps moving
come
back.
Come to Pelor, come to Pelor, as your head waves farewell, or I shall chop your head off now. And I take it off. And then I do claim one of his teeth as my own.
Great. You take his.
Cool.
You got a crag tooth.
And I turn back to y'all and I'm like, hey, sorry about that. I know that was kind of involved.
Yeah, that was weird, man.
Yeah, that was something else. Me and Papa are still eating ice cream out of a plastic baseball
caps. You guys seem to have a real connection there.
Yeah, that was kind of, I guess battle does things to people, huh?
Hey, I'm going to go over and talk to this chosen knight. In
oh,
a bunch
fuck,
of
he's still restrained. He's still here. Jesus Christ.
Cool. Question time.
Moonshine and Papa are questioning him, but still eating their ice cream.
Wait, I'm concentrating on the figure four leg lock, so I'm gonna tighten it up a little bit.
Actually,
Moonshine.
Can I assist you? I would like to now take, you know how I was using my necrotic hand as a foam finger?
Yeah.
I would like to now take it and cup this guy's balls with my necrotic hand.
Oh my
hand,
god.
Like in a threatening way.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Meet my lawyer.
It's okay.
Hi, Moonshine Savin, attorney.
Friends
yeah,
of the
law.
Light here.
It's time for your cross-examination.
I don't like your definition of the light.
So, what's your name, first off?
My name is Stuart.
Oh, Melora, that is just too innocent and cute.
Yeah,
I'm going to
Simon Esquire,
like
stick your cold finger
that.
Up his ass.
Yeah, I saw him.
You think? You
no,
kill
I don't. Okay. Okay, so what is this plot? The Chosen are trying to kill the boy king?
So as this guy's about to talk and tell you more, suddenly a javelin goes through his neck.
Ouch.
What?
and you look down the hall.
I look at Hardwon to see if he did it.
And like Shaggy, I say, it wasn't me.
It was not Hardwon. It was Glad Roselle. You guys look down the hall. You see that lit up room that Moonshine had looked under and saw Bev's dad in there. You see Glad Roselle has just thrown this javelin and he's standing at the end of the hallway.
Okay, all right. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Glad, thanks for the assist on that one.
Good work.
Of course. I just think torturing people is... It just goes against everything I stand for.
You are moral as fuck, aren't you?
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, usually when I have a prisoner, I just knock them out. And you see he reaches into the room, and he pulls out Bev's dad by the back of his neck like he's holding a cat. And Bev's dad is beaten. His face is all swollen. You see he's got this crazy magical collar thing over his face so he can't speak, presumably so he can't do spells. His legs are shackled and his wrists are shackled. And Glad is holding him up. And he looks at you guys and he says, "We've already neutralized Captain Togold here, so I don't really care either way if you want to take him and go." And he just tosses him down the hall. Bev, you see your dad just like splat on the ground and just roll unconscious down
dad!
The hall.
This guy's a real piece of shit to other people's parents, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna rapport spores on my buds here.
Okay. So you just vomit on them a little
bit. I'm just like, oh, sorry. I'm just not used to seeing
light stuff. Bless you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much. And then in their heads, I say, I mean, we came here to get Bev's dad, but I don't like the consistency of this guy's sauce.
Yeah, this dude killed my parents, I think. Yeah. So I definitely want to kill him.
Just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page before I did something rash.
I love these little powwows.
This is fun. Yeah.
So you guys are just standing there silently. I don't know what kind of tricks
you're... One second.
Glad, you know, I just have to be very honest with you because... Part of hospitality is sometimes telling someone something they don't want to hear. You can't hide what a piece of shit you are. Ain't no amount of toilet paper that could clean up how shitty you are.
In Moonshine's head, I'm like, nice one.
Thank you so much. Go, you know, go. I feel like if I had thought about that ahead of time, it could have been like a better one.
I liked it. That was Cobb level.
Thank you.
Get him. Yeah, that was really good.
Cobb's in our heads too.
Oh, you're here too.
I'm presuming you spit on him too.
Yeah, no, I queefed on him, but yeah. Hey,
that was strange, y'all, but I'm here.
I'm glad shouts from the end of the hall, and he says, "Our cause is righteous.
Your people killed Merrick Highhill, and then you framed Beverly Togold IV.
She's a liar. You have to listen to her."
You see his face just kind of twitches for a second.
What's the matter? Bumblebee land on your face?
"I know that you're angry with me, but sometimes you need to walk in the shade so that you can truly walk in the light."
Oh, he's been working on that for a long time.
That sounds very rehearsed.
"You can walk in the shade so that you can walk in the light."
Let's pretend we didn't hear it. Hey, yeah. What was that, Glad? I missed. You said you have to walk where?
All right, I'm going to give you guys three options right now. You guys can take Beverly's dad and leave. You can fight me and die here. Or you can join us. The chosen savior has come to Glateron. There is someone who ascended to godhood.
Is Pelor? Pelor's here?
Pelor is a false god, Beverly, who sits on his plane far away, letting us live here amongst filth, amongst enemies of the light.
I'm more of a Melora girl myself.
Another worthless god who stays on her plane.
Well, then who is this chosen hero you're talking about? Who is this god?
Search your heart, Beverly. You know who it is. You know that she has returned. She has returned from hiding, and she has ascended to godhood.
She?
I look at my amulet. I see the crack growing more and more.
Theala is here?
The higher-ranked paladins of the city have known for some time that Theala was returning. There was a meeting of the inner circle. We chosen insisted that we replace the king with our rightful empress, but Merrick Highhill and some of the captains refused. Meanwhile, we were being hunted by the widow. They were just too many enemies of the light.
Why are you so out of breath? You haven't moved a lot since we got here, right?
Yeah.
Take a one
he
good
takes,
deep
he
breath.
He takes a huge breath and he turns again. We had to deal with the non-believers. So we destroyed the leadership of the Paladin Inner Circle and snuffed out the Widow all in one fell swoop. All thanks to you guys and Rosaline. And he holds up Rosaline.
How did you find us? How did you spy on us?
Yeah, through your sword,
no,
young
but
Beth.
We broke the inscription.
Yeah, but he spied on us before then, I think.
Where's the Widow, Galad?
She's where she needs to be.
Where's that?
Like I'm gonna tell you. Hard bun.
Wait, could you, like, hear us scratching it off?
Yes, it was really loud in my headphones.
Do you know what we wrote?
Show him.
I pull out the sword and hold it in front of him.
It says, fuck Galad Rozelle. I don't have time to deal with this. The Chosen has a lot going on today. You can join us now or you can die with the rest of the Green Knights.
The rest
of the Green Knights and the rest of Upper Galadron.
Galad,
God
I've had
is
enough
coming.
Of this multiple choice.
We are going to cleanse
none of the above.
Bahumia.
We are going to kick the shit out of you.
I'm bringing your mom to the Nine Hells where she belongs.
Oh, you know who I am.
This was never about the light, was it?
You know what? Freak you all!
I pop a mushroom.
Oh, me too.
I bought that blue cat mushroom.
I popped
the
mushroom,
say,
too.
And I say, this has been a trip. How about another one? and then I say, y'all, just follow my lead, okay? In the rapport spores.
Okay,
and then I go to Glad and I say, you know what? That is a fair trade that you have offered us. Given us the youngins, papa, or whatever he calls them. And we're going to take you up on that. And then I turn to leave, but then I do a full circle, and I turn around, and I cast Ray of Enfeeblement on him.
Ooh!
Okay, he got a nat 20 to see that you were going to betray him. So roll with disadvantage on your attack roll.
Okay, disadvantages. Well, he's going to have really high. 19. I still got a 19 with disadvantage.
19 hits.
Yes.
Woo!
Really?
And now we know the fucking minimum.
He wears plate, but he doesn't have a shield out. He's got a sword.
I am so lucky that I rolled on disadvantage. I got 12 and then a 16 in my...
So Moonshine does successfully hit him. He thinks he's got you clocked. So as you go to turn, he's like, ha, you think you'll trick me? And he's like expecting you to spores him or something. You just shoot him with this Ray of Enfeeblement.
Yeah, Malor be praised!
Okay, I feel slightly weaker. I'm
really,
still...
Really? You sound real weak.
Oh, yeah.
You look pretty grim.
I feel a little sick.
It's now or never, right? We can't let this guy run the show.
Yeah, I'm going to charge at this guy with my axe and swing it at him.
So, Hard One, as you go to rush down the hall, Galad shakes his head and says, I spared you, Elias.
Ooh, you son of a bitch.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Goddamn.
It's on in Galadron.
It's on now.
It is certainly on in Galadron. Do you guys get exhausted after episodes with like a lot of combat?
Yeah.
Because I do.
It's like a little
bit. It feels like it's more physical. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's draining.
Sweat more, but I also was drinking coffee this episode.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're all dehydrated.
I feel like every time I almost kill everyone, I get a little antsy.
Woo. Okay, guys. Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about this show on the after show. You can listen to that at patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD.
Don't sing yet.
We're not singing yet. It's called Short Rest. We do an after show for our Patreon subscribers. Yeah. So guys, go sign up for that. Follow us on Twitter. At CHMurph is me. At Caldy is Caldwell. At Jake Hurwitz is Jake. At Eaxford is
Moonshine.
Emily. Is Moonshine Sybin.
There is no Emily.
Oh, wow.
Check out me and Emily's book. It's called Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Emergency Contact.
It's
a satirical relationship advice book.
Yeah.
So please check that out. It's on Amazon, and also you can get the audio version of it on Audible. Caldwell, where can we send books and books? Why books?
That's from Ape Book Club.
Don't send us any books.
Don't send us any freaking books.
Send me The Legend of Drizzt or whatever.
Where can people send stuff, Caldwell?
You can send it to 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027.
Beautiful.
Send it by owl.
Watch Drawfee. Listen to If I Were You with Jake and Amir.
Yep.
Anybody got anything else to plug?
Tweet about the show.
Tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD.
Yeah.
That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are.
Guys, it's the end of the episode, so we're going to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. We got a few new people this week.
Thank you.
She whispers your names in her sleep.
Yes, we got a few new people this week and some requests for specific titles, so we had to record this separately, and unfortunately Jake is traveling, so it's just us three. But let it be known that all of these heroes are far greater than Hard One Shorefoot, weakest of the Band of Boobs, weaker than Pawpaw. Let us weave tales of the Council of Elders' glory. Emily, will you kick us off?
Okay. I would like to start out with Joe N., who is sort of the Fabio of Bohemia, wanted by all the Bohemian women, but he's off the market because he is the favorite consort of the demigoddess Lucy.
Oh, beautiful. Whoa.
Then we got Jeff S., who's a puppy herder down at the Crick, who actually taught Moonshine how to scoop. The original scoop.
That's insanely cute. Yeah.
The true scooper?
The true scoop.
My goodness.
Jeff.
The scoop troop.
The scoop troop.
Skillabop-bop-a-doop-bop.
Go on.
Then we got Jim Jam Flim Flam, who's the one-man band that actually played at Moonshine's prom.
I was going to say Jim Jam has to be from the Crick.
How many banjos does he have on his knee?
He's got one on every linking appendage. Elbows,
on
knees,
every ball and socket
joint. Then we got Xavier C. Xavier C is actually a terrifying reincarnating revenant. He has no mercy, and he makes everyone piss their jorts.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Then we got
also from the Crick, I guess, because of the jorts.
Then we got Matthew M., who is the Bullywog Prince. Surprisingly, not from the Crick. He's just like really, really like a highfalutin bullywog who rose the social scene at Galateron.
Is this like an Ali Ababwa situation?
Yeah, exactly.
Made a wish on a genie to be the bullywog prince?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then we've got Cutter W, who raised an undead army to work at a soup kitchen.
That's noble.
So he's a necromancer, but a very philanthropic
one. A necromancer with a heart of gold.
Yep. With an unbeating heart of gold. Then we got Brad D., who's the only pebble pot who isn't Craven. We have sung his praises before, but he is Pebble Pot the Brave.
Whoa.
Then we've got Steelbreaker, whose armor is forged from the blades of his felled opponents, who can impregnate with but a wink, and who has spotted Hard One at the gym.
Oh. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
That's
a lot
of weight. Yeah.
I know, especially because, you know, Hard One.
As we all know, you got to save Hard One a lot because he can't lift very much.
I hear that Hard One packs extra socks into his actual socks to make his calves
look bigger. I heard that
from Steelbreaker. And then we've got Feldspar Lee Garden, the half-elf who beat Mishka at arm wrestling and taught old Cobb to shoot.
Half-elf, all man.
Half-elves don't even get a strength bonus. I don't know how you're beating Mishka. That's a strong elf.
Then we've also got Taylor B., a legendary bard to whom no item isn't an instrument.
A musical
Taylor
MacGyver.
B.'s got a skip in their step.
Yep, yeah.
And a song in their heart.
Yep. And then we've got John S., who is the bioluminescent mushroom that Moonshine and the gang met. So it's Schubert. It's Schubert.
Whoa.
One of our Council of Elders is Schubert.
I didn't know Schubert was so loaded.
We love you, Schubes.
And then I've got James B., who's the best Sprite brewer in all of Galateron.
Oh, they still
have... That means Bev's first sip of Sprite was definitely from James B.
They still have an ancient cask of Sprite remix.
Yeah.
The last one in Bohemia.
Then I've got Henry A., who originated Glad's catchphrase, "Strike true." Only when he says it, it sounds cool.
Ooh.
Strike true.
Yeah, it's got a baritone.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan B., the swordsman who holds 12 swords, a samurai octopus that defends the mystical sea elves.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Wait, there's sea elves?
Oh, baby, you don't even know. Elena C.
Oh,
knows what's amiss at the Crick. And, you know, they're going to tell everyone once they get back after being lost on the astral plane. Currently lost on the astral plane, but
oh, damn.
All the making their way back. All the best ones are on the astral plane.
No service there.
Andrew M. beat up 6 chosen paladins, then high-fived Pelor and went down a water slide.
Ooh, that's how you make an exit. There's an Irish goodbye, and then there's a
wet goodbye.
It was a great Saturday afternoon. Jordan DJ once made out with a fire giant and didn't even get burned. Thick skin, high constitution, great kisser.
Waxy lips.
Yum.
Simon W., a.k.a. Soft Loss, a bootleg version of Hard One Shorefoot. Not as thick of calf or quad, but available for half price. Danny P., painted Hard One senior portrait at the Dwarfenage. It was a stick figure, but that's still pretty artistic for a dwarf.
That, yeah, that is.
That's
still
on the plus in Dwarfenage art.
I'm sure
plus.
It was a thick stick, too.
Tom P., a.k.a. the father of the realm, a.k.a. the serenader of sleeping babies, the patron dad of Bohemia.
Yeah. An urban legend in their own right.
We praise you, Daddy. True. Dan F. is a duelist who has defeated Durlin not once, not twice, but thrice. The three-time champ of the Green Teen Duel Camp.
Wow.
Why are you picking on Durlin?
You know, Dan F. is picking on Durlin. It's not me. Scott D., the mighty hammer of Iron Deep. Ooh. Started mining one day with a hammer instead of a pick by accident, but just owned it, and now he has a really cool nickname.
Shit, that's Whoa. Cool.
So good for Scott D.
Way behind cool. on his quota.
Spencer T., a.k.a. Spencer Cask Brew, ale maker to gods and heroes of Bohemia alike, patron elder of libations.
Ooh. I'd like to thank him for this red wine I'm drinking.
Beverly dreams of those libations.
Pedro E. is a bard of the mountains who can clear a storm or summon an early spring with his trusty woodblock.
Dang.
10 times the woodblock player of Hard One Shorefoot.
I heard him play at Red Rocks.
Dude. Oh.
Yeah.
With Dave Matthews.
Absolutely, yeah. He was backing him up. And I've, of course, got Aaron C., who drank 100 shots of Crick water without passing out.
Old Cobb couldn't even do that. Mm.
I think that, yeah, and those were special Crick water shots that Spencer Cask Brew made.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then I've got Hermes W., who wrote the recipe for Bev's mom's sticky buns. Do not let this get out. Bev's mom swears that is her recipe, that it's a family recipe. Nope, came from the back page of a Good Housekeeping magazine.
Wow. Yeah.
Of course, then after that, I've got T. Alex, who is immune to vomit berries.
Oh.
Whoa.
Very popular.
So they just eat them and they're like, oh, this tastes good.
Yeah, they love it.
I don't understand why everyone else hates them.
You know how most people put like a little maraschino cherry in old fashioned?
Vomit berry.
They muddle up some vomit berries and then don't understand why no one wants to come to their cocktail hour. Yeah.
It has, yeah, it's a double-edged sword. Some unfortunate side effects of this immunity. We've also got Griffin SD, who rides a griffin, but like an electric one, so it's not cruel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah. Like a vegan Beastmaster.
Vegan Beastmaster.
It's like gnome built. It's really fancy. If you can afford it, it's great. We've got a Harley S, who owns the most popular slider restaurant in all of Esri, which is, of course, Five Guiders, Fries, and Sliders.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
They're so small. They're the perfect size. They call them gnomish hamburgers.
Hard One has actually been eating there a lot, which is part of the reason he's so out of shape.
His forehead's so shiny.
I can't wait for Hard One to hear this.
Next up, we've got... Oh, boy. Danielle, the dastardly dame, goldsmith of the realm.
Ooh,
she made the very throne upon which the boy king sits.
Mm. No way.
She charged him double for it.
Dang, mm-hmm. She has supported royal rump.
It's true. For generations, you should see the golden floral work on that chair. It's outstanding. Next, we've got Haldor Frostback, member of the SS Stormborn, who fought alongside Elias and Red in the Giant Wars.
Hell yeah.
Dang,
yeah.
That's
lived to tell
metal
the tale.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. It's specifically metal. They manned the giant metal harpoons.
Nice.
Yeah. We've also got Manny the Mundane, accidental deity who got in the way of a lich's spell to reach divinity. Manny doesn't do much, and yet here Manny is. That's really good. All right, we got Kim H., Norwegian barbarian Viking, super ripped, covered in bronze, and wearing a thong.
Ooh.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm in. You've got my attention.
I'm peaked. I imagine like bronze, both in kind of like the luster of their skin and also
in the thong.
Yeah,
the thong
yeah.
is like a
it's like
nice
a cod
bronze.
Piece. Mm-hmm. It's pointy. All right. We've also got Daniel Yu. Just has a really great boat.
Nice.
It's got one of those seats.
Is that, Caldwell, did you write that?
Yeah.
That he has
like
a great
that.
Boat.
Yeah, Daniel. I like that. Let's do that.
Well, let's all apologize to Daniel Yu.
Okay.
Daniel Yu, we're really sorry.
We're really sorry, but also that's kind of fun. If you want to own that, like, lean into
it. I wasn't done. Oh. It's got one of those seats you can lift up, and you can put beer and ice inside it.
Daniel Yu, we're so sorry that you drew Caldwell this week.
But it's got like a big, it's also got a golden
Next
mermaid.
Next week, I'm going to take you in. I'll make you a
it's
god
a really
or something.
Good boat.
I'll make you a
Yo,
god
Daniel
or something.
Daniel, you, can I get a ride across the lake?
Don't let Murph or Hard One go on your cool ass boat, Daniel. You
can I grab a swim me down from under this cool seat?
Take us to the lazy river, Daniel, you. The lazy river in the sky. And then last, but of course not least, I've got Parker E., the third Parker brother, who secretly invented D&D. Thank you so much, Parker.
Holy
oh, wow.
Shit.
Yeah.
Holy
Gygax shit. Stole it.
No, he was the secret partner. He whispered in Gygax's ear late at night.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a worm tongue of exactly. Board game development.
Yeah, but good.
Right.
Because, like, you know, worms are important.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we got.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We truly appreciate you. We love you, Council of Elders.
We love you.
And we'll see you guys at the short rest. Go check out the short rest on the Patreon.
Yeah. Mm.
Thanks, guys.
I'm getting sleepy already.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.